taxes.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome back. It's another Thursday edition of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero, coming to you on Biz Talk Radio. You can watch the replay of this and the video version of this at roadgrit.tv under the I Need More Money radio show. It's a call-in show. Buzz us at 870-330-4930. 870-330-4930 if you have a question about business, about money, about your career. Because most people hate their career, don't they? Most people hate the industry that they're in. I mean, not necessarily you, but you certainly know a lot of people that hate the business they're in, right? That was a conversation for me yesterday morning, 6 a.m. workout in my home gym with my personal trainer. He wanted to know what my topic for the radio show was this week. I said, I'm still working on the details. I'm not exactly sure. And he said, you know, I'd love you to talk about what do you do if you hate your industry? Your industry is letting you down. And I said, well, is this your question, Josh? Do you hate your industry? The fitness industry? He says, yeah, it's really letting me down. I said, well, that's an interesting topic, man. Because in 21 years of business for myself and basically 25 years in the equipment finance industry, I never blamed my industry once for how well I was doing. Now, maybe I blamed the economy before. I don't blame the economy anymore. But maybe in the early days when I wasn't doing very well, I was blaming the economy. But that's not really accurate anymore. Because the reality is the top 1% of any industry is doing fantastically well. And therefore, any industry is a good industry. Anything. Trust me when I tell you this. Anything is good as long as you're in the top 1% of it. The question is, are you willing to do what it takes to be in the top 1%? Because if you're not willing to do that, then maybe you will actually blame your industry and complain about how others in the industry aren't helping you. So Josh and I created a 6-step plan, and I'm going to share that plan on the show today. If you hate your industry, here's the 6-step plan that you need to do to stop hating your industry. By the way, there is a bonus step, step number 7, which says just quit, go find something else. That's always a possibility. Remember, it's America, folks. You got the ability to come and go as you please. If you don't like it, if you hate your boss, if you hate your coworkers, you can just pack up in a brown box and do something else. But that's really not what we're trying to do. I'm trying to help you get recommitted to your industry because it's a choice. Maybe you went to school for this industry. Maybe you've got $150,000 worth of debt that you need to pay off. But yeah, you hate the industry that you studied in college and now you're ready to start something else. Well, that doesn't help you pay down that debt, folks. The reality is, the industry isn't really letting you down. You're letting yourself down. And we're going to explore it in length today on today's I Need More Money radio show. Everybody needs more money. You know my stance on it. When Bill Gates, the richest man in the world, says he needs more money, we all need more money. Bill Gates says he needs more money because he knows that if he could have more money in his foundation, he could help millions and millions and millions of people on planet Earth to fix disease, to fix education, to bring the internet to the world, some places to bring electricity and fresh water. Bill Gates wants to tackle all that stuff. So that's what money would be used for him. There's a lot of other reasons that you need more money. Sometimes it's just to pay the bills. Sometimes it's to help other people. Sometimes it's to buy nice stuff. Sometimes it's to grow your business and hire more people. To become a larger organization, you need to put money back into that organization. We're going through it right now. I mean, I'm saying to myself, what's holding my organization back? And just Tuesday of this week, we had one of our sales guys quit on us. He couldn't do the work anymore. He came in with a brown box and packed his stuff up and left. And then yesterday I closed down one of my businesses, one of my underperforming businesses. I lost money in that business last year. I was able to take $15,000 out of that business in income for myself. And my bookkeeper came in, my new bookkeeper, because I got rid of the old bookkeeper. For those of you who follow me, you understand my stance and always play up. Don't be afraid to change out the roster. Guess what? I changed out my bookkeeping, my accounting roster, and my new accountant keeps coming into my office and saying, what the hell are we in this business for? Why are we doing this business? She says, it makes no sense. She says, you're spending more for me to do the books in this business than the business is actually making. Why are we in this business? The reality is, it's hard to get rid of stuff, man. I've been in that business since 2003. I built that business when my finance business wasn't doing very well as a secondary source of income for me. I actually thought that business may be able to put my kids through college. If I could get it to do, you know, $100,000, $150,000 a year, then I would be able to put my kids through college by having that business. It hasn't worked out that way. That business has been nothing but struggle. Why? Couldn't find salespeople to sell it. The customer base thinks that credit improvement is a scam, even though our program was not a scam. It was the real deal. A lot of people who have bad credit can't afford to get it fixed. And really what it turned out to be was a lot of people with bad credit just didn't want to fix their credit. And so they would pay us the initial startup costs, and then we'd have to chase them down. We were in the collection business all the time. So I'm committed to growing my finance business from $104 million to a billion, and that business was getting in the way. So what do? Cut it out. Just like cancer, gonzo. So let's get back to topic. Topic is, what do you do if you hate your industry? If your industry is letting you down, right? First thing you need to do is ask yourself, who are the top dogs? Who are the best people in this industry, right? What do they do that I'm not doing? That's the second part of this six-step process. The first part is focus on who's doing it right in your industry. So in my personal trainer Josh's world of personal training and fitness, I said, who are the best guys? I mean, you need to go check out these guys. Jeff Tsai, right? If anybody knows Jeff Tsai, this dude's killing it. You need to check out guys like Tony Horton, the guy who did the 10-minute workout, or P90X, or this guy Sean who did Insanity, right? These guys got the infomercials. They're selling millions and millions and millions of copies of these programs. What are they doing? And what are you doing in comparison? Oof, that's hard when you look at it like that, right? That changes everything instantaneously. Where's your infomercial? Oh, you hate your industry? This guy loves the same industry you're in. He's got an infomercial. Where's your infomercial? How many videos you got on YouTube? How's that online training business going for you, my friend? Come on, man. If you hate your industry, it's really more of a reflection of you than it is your industry. Because as I said on the start of the show, the top 1% of every industry is killing it. And trust me on this. Let's look at it. Let's say you're a caddy for a golfer. If you're running, if you're caddying for the top 1% of the golfers, you're making tons of cash. You're making $500,000 or more because top golf guys are making millions of dollars in prize money, and you're getting paid a portion of that, somewhere in the 5 to 10% range of that. You're getting paid. But you're not a golfer. You're a trash guy. You're in the garbage business. Mark my words. Top 1% of all trash men in the world making bank, getting paid. They got big businesses. Hey, what about the equipment finance business? That's my business. What about the top 1% in my business? I think I'm one of them. we're probably the largest independent finance company in the transportation space in the country. Hey, we're doing fine. We ain't doing as well as I want to do. I need more money to do more things. Not buy things, do things. Hire more people, affect more lives. Build a business that can't be destroyed. I need more money for that stuff. But I'm in the top 1%, and I'm doing just fine. So to my buddy Josh, my personal trainer, who we spend hours a week together, 6 a.m. at the home gym. If you're listening, I asked you to call in and you couldn't. But if you're listening on this replay, what are you doing that the top 1%ers are doing? That the best guys in the fitness industry are doing? And I promise you, they got online training programs. They got tons of videos on YouTube. They're writing blogs. They're writing articles. They're speaking at events. They're moving up the food chain with their clients. They're trying to get better hiring paying customers, because one of the processes we're going to do are we're going to go through the reduction of the ridiculous, and we're actually going to talk about how the money plays out. And we're going to do that for you too. If you hate your industry, if you're blaming your industry for your lack of success, today is the show for you. So stick around as we move into the final six state that we're going to go through the entire six-step process. We got callers. Got two callers on the board right now. We have room for more at 870-330-4930. Stick around.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. There's a secret washing up onto our shores for chocolate lovers. It's a taste that comes along with an 80-year-old Turkish history, and it's about to change the way we enjoy chocolatey treats. Shelley Lofino, brand manager for Demac at Nestle USA.
Demac offers an adventurous taste experience not found in any other chocolate. We invite chocolate lovers to discover the bold and exotic combination of silky smooth chocolate and flavorful pistachios with Nestle Demac, now available for the first time in the U.S.
As the premium chocolate market in the U.S. continues to expand, Lofino says this is one taste trendsetters want to look out for.
Available in creamy, dark, and fine chocolate varieties, each Demac tablet is brimming with buttery, crunchy Turkish pistachios, and the fine chocolate bar contains no artificial flavors or colors. This hallmark brand from our international portfolio must be sampled to truly appreciate.
You can find Nestle Demac at select Walgreens drugstores nationwide. For more, visit nestledemac.com. Now you're in the know from Nestle Demac.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation, that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, won't cost you a penny. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees and no surprises. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Not valid in all markets. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Through July 27th.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Segment two of the I Need More Money radio show. We are back, and I'm your host, Matt Monero. It's party time, man. We want to figure out, why do you hate your industry? Why is your industry letting you down, man? How come you're not making enough money in your industry? How come it's just not working for you? I mean, maybe you went to college for it. Maybe this is what you studied in college, and everybody told you that there was a lot of money in that. That's why you studied it in college, but it didn't quite play out like that for you. What are you going to do about it? All of this is spurred by my conversation with my personal trainer, 6 a.m., baby, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday at the home gym. Love this guy, Josh. Super cool guy. Ripped. Damn good shape. I mean, listen, if you're going to get trained by somebody, make sure they're in good shape. If you're going to get financial advice, make sure they got money. If you're going to get marital advice, make sure they've been married a long time. My trainer's stacked, man. This dude's in good shape. And he works my butt off. The problem was I had pizza for lunch yesterday, right? That's the problem. I didn't want to work out this morning at 6 a.m. Came way fast. The alarm went off 5:15. I hit the snooze. 5:20, I hit the snooze. 5:25, I hit the snooze. I did it all the way to 5:45 because I knew today was leg day. I didn't want to do legs. But I got up and did them anyway, baby. And by about 6:30, my brain was starting to say, all right, I give in. I understand we're doing legs today. Now we're going to enjoy it. And that's exactly how it played out. Kind of similar, I suppose, in what you need to do in your career. How do you go from hating your industry to liking your industry? The first thing you need to do is figure out who are the top dogs in your industry and what are they doing? And I guarantee you they are doing more than you are. They have more fame, more exposure, more clients, more notoriety, more business, more revenue, and therefore more money than you do. Why? Because they take more action than you do. They are in more avenues. They are known to more people. So the first thing you got to do is figure out, who are they? The second thing you got to do is figure out, what are they doing differently than you are? That was the first two of the six-step program that Josh and I developed at the home gym yesterday. I'm going to take a caller right now. I'm going to the phones and I'm going to grab Gio. Gio, welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Talk to me, buddy.
Hey, hello there. How are you?
Awesome, man. Gio, I understand. Where are you calling from, Gio?
I'm in New York right now.
Okay, great. Now, I understand you're a deputy sheriff, right?
Yes, sir.
And you also own a photography company. Is that true too?
I started that back 3 or 4 years ago. It was more of a hobby more than anything, but it's something that I enjoy doing. Yes.
Which career do you like better, being the sheriff or being the photography company?
Well, I like them both. I think it's more relaxing as far as photography goes.
I would think so, more so than being a sheriff, that's for sure. There's a little danger in being a sheriff, right?
It's sure is a good and nice job, but I think that the photography is more relaxing for me. Something that, like, you can get creative.
Do you ever feel
something?
Gio, do you ever feel that your industry is letting you down, though, that it's not what you thought it was going to be? It's not all that it's cracked up to be, either as the sheriff or as the photographer?
Well, as far as the photography, definitely you're going to find and learn things as you go by, but it's definitely not what I thought it was going to be now.
Yeah. And what do you think the reason for that is? I mean, what was the vision that you had as to be a photographer? What did you think it was going to look like and play out? Did you think you'd be photographing supermodels on yachts in the Caribbean all day long, or what did you envision?
No, I thought I'm going to be as busy as I could be, which it turned out that it wasn't what I expected. And part of that is my fault because I don't believe that I put the time that I should put in.
Hmm. Well, that's an important step right there. That's that self-actualization step, right? Because if you're following our six-step program for today, the first step is who's killing it. Have you found a mentor in that photography space, someone who's really doing well at it? Do you know who this person is?
I do have people that do the same thing, and they're very successful at it. And I think my biggest issue, like I said, is me not getting involved as much as I should.
Due to
having a different job, and I'm time constraints as well. So I think it's me more than anybody.
Well, there you go, man. I would agree with you, Gio, with all due respect. I mean, I know you got a lot on your plate, and it's probably a hard transition business, right? I mean, you've got to be so on your game to be a sheriff, and then it's a very different experience to be a quality photographer. So it's probably two very different mindsets. Is that accurate?
Yes, but at the same time, both jobs require a good communication skill and have that people skills, but they both involve people.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Do have something in common.
Now, what about the sheriff job, Gio? Is it something that is it all that it's cracked up to be? I mean, tell me one of the scariest things that you've experienced as a sheriff.
Well, we could talk about that forever. I think one of the things is dealing with car accidents. I think it's you get to see a lot, and a lot of times. You have children involved, and it's kind of sad when you have to deal with that. But it's something that has to be done, and that's the one thing that I don't like when you see people injured, but it is what it is.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, what you have anything recent, or are those mostly older memories, or I mean, is it a standard occurrence where I mean, there's just accidents all the time?
Well, it happens all the time, and some of us are. Bad, worse, some of us are not as bad, but it's something that happens all the time, and I believe us are the at fault for that, because I believe the cell phones these days takes all of our attention.
Gio, why isn't it banned? I mean, why isn't the use of a cell phone? And I am an offender. I check my texts. I make a lot of phone calls in the car. I am an offender of using my cell phone, which is incredibly distracting for me on the road. Why isn't it illegal to use your cell phone, period, in your car?
Well, I'm not in the right place to make the laws. That's where that needs to be addressed. But I believe it should be illegal to have it, period, because like I said, it's a big distraction, and it's very, very dangerous, and we all pay for it.
Absolutely. It's insanity. It's insanity. And guess what? Our parent, me, as a parent, I'm teaching my kids that it's okay to do it as well. Because many times, not that I don't have the self-discipline to put it down, but sometimes I need the call. Time is so precious, right, that I need to take the call. Gio, listen, they just counted me down to a minute. I appreciate your call very much, buddy. I appreciate your self-actualization, too, and realizing that you might be the stumbling block in why that photography career hasn't taken off. And I would challenge you to remove that stumbling block. Do more. If you really like it, do more in that area. And really don't have those excuses of I didn't do enough at it, because if you're passionate about it, you need to take more action. I appreciate your call, Gio. We're off. Take care, bye.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm just a scared, lonely rider. For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
awesome. Yeah, we're back, but I love the Bruce, so let it run. Yeah. I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. We got the new Bruce music on the show. I love it. I like Bruce so much that that's the only reason I have the XM Sirius Radio subscription in my car for Channel 20, man. So I can get my fair share of Bruce. Hey, guys, welcome back. Segment 3 of the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. You can call me at 870-330-4930. We're talking about how do you stay committed to your industry. How do you stop blaming your industry? So many people do blame their industry for their lack of success. It's not about the industry, folks, because the top 1% in every industry is doing great. We created a 6-step program. We only got through steps 1 and 2. Just as a recap, step 1 is who are the players in your industry? Go figure out who those people are. Ask yourself the question, what are they doing that you're not doing? That's step number 2. Step number 3 is once you figure those two things out, set bigger goals. I know, man, this goal setting thing, it's so annoying. It's so aggravating. It's really just too difficult to do it day in and day out and day in and day out. Well, guess what? That's what the players do. They set big, monster, juicy goals. What's our company goal? To go from 104 million to a billion. There isn't one person in my company who doesn't know that. That message is shared just about every single morning in my business. We are here to go from 104 to a billy. How are we going to get there? I don't know. But it starts by setting a big, fat, super goal. Step number 4, stop talking, start doing. Come on, guys, we got to put one foot in front of the other. You got to start doing massive levels of action that run you, get you closer to that goal. It has to happen like that. It doesn't happen by doing the same amount of action. If you look at the top dogs in your industry, the top 1%ers, probably the top 10 or 20%ers, they are more active than you are. They're banging it, man. They're doing videos. They're writing blogs. They're getting exposure. They're well known in the space. They're speaking for free. They're doing whatever they can to get attention and notoriety. And you need to be doing the same thing. Banging social media all over the place trying to get more exposure. But what if I'm just an employee for a company? I don't understand. Why do I need that? As we've talked about in a previous show, you need a social media following within your industry because it makes you more valuable to the next company you may go work for. Everybody understand that? It makes you more valuable. We always gave that one example on when we did that show on that. We had the caller who came in and said he wants to get into apartment leasing. And I said to him, if you had a big, fat social media following, you could go to your next employer and say, I'll take pictures of the entire apartment complex and I'll put them up on my social media page. And I guarantee that people will come in and start to rent apartments from me. But if you don't have the social media presence, you can't say that. You're not as valuable as you would be to the next guy. So don't just think it's for business owners. It's for employees, too. You need a personal brand. Hey, I want to jump to the phones right now. I want to grab Lorenzo for this segment. Lorenzo, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Man, I'm rocking and rolling. Come on, baby. I got the coffee in me. I feel good. We're in segment 3. Lorenzo, I understand you're in your 20s and you're studying to be a mechanical engineer. Is that true?
That's correct. Penn State Barons, represent.
Dude, that's a great, that is a great industry. There is money in that industry. Do you know that?
Hey, that's what I've heard.
So are you in it for the money or are you in it because you like to design and do that sort of stuff?
No, I'm in it because of the design and I heard the money comes with it. So I figured that's a good idea, good place to get into.
Well, dude, the message of today's show is the money is always there for the top 1%ers. So if you're in the top 1% of a mechanical engineering career or industry, there'll be tons of money for you. But if you in the bottom 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70%, there ain't no money. But it doesn't matter whether you're in mechanical engineering or you're in fitness or you're in equipment financing. The bottom don't pay. Only the top pays. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a 4.0 GPA, and I understand that you're having a little bit of trouble getting an internship. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, Yeah, I would say so. A little bit.
Why do you think you're having some difficulty with that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with connections.
Do you know anybody that has an internship that you would love to replace them? I mean, do you know somebody that has this killer internship?
Oh yeah, a lot of people in my grade.
So let's rock and roll on this, buddy. I want to put you through my six-step program. So let's talk about it. The first thing is you want an internship in your industry, and you know people who have this killer internship. That's first and foremost. Who's doing what you want to do is rule number one. Rule number two is, what are they doing that you are not doing? How would you answer that question, Lorenzo? What did they do that you have not done?
I have parents that are in the industry.
All right. I mean, I get you on that. I understand that in an internship that plays a role, but not everybody. Come on. You got to look at those people. Not every one of them had deep connections. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. I would say like 95% of them that do end up getting internships do actually have some sort of connection in the industry.
I think there's some truth to that, but I ain't worried about the 95. You know what I'm worried about? The five that didn't, because that's you. Right? So if you emulate the 95 that had the silver spoon in their mouth, that doesn't help you, buddy. You need to look at the 5% that didn't have the silver spoon, because that ain't you. That's you. Right? That's who you are.
Right.
You don't have that silver spoon. You don't have those connections. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair.
So let's set some big goals, because that's rule number three. Let's set some big goals right now on the radio show for Lorenzo. Tell me what your ideal monster BHAG goal would be for this internship. What would be the ideal internship?
Working in the space industry, like NASA. I think that would be fantastic.
Where do you live?
I live in Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania.
And where's Nashville? I mean, where is NASA?
It's in Florida.
You know it, baby. You know where else it is? Houston, Texas. But you ain't Florida or Houston, Texas. So it's going to be tough for you to get an internship at NASA if you're not living in Florida or you're not living in Houston, Texas, especially if you don't have contacts. So keep going. Give me the next – give me another goal. Give me another one. If it isn't NASA – and by the way, I would challenge you on NASA. I mean, with all due respect to NASA, it's a dying thing. I mean, nobody cares about it anymore. They found there's nothing on the moon. So there's not – I mean, it's a dying industry, my friend. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the space industry, I don't know. I think it's booming right now. We got SpaceX. Elon Musk is doing a lot of things.
Big guy, that's different now. What you just gave me two different scenarios. You told me NASA, and then you told me Elon Musk and SpaceX. Two completely different. One is NASA, which is research, and two is a private enterprise trying to make money off space. Two completely different worlds. If you want to work for Elon Musk, dude, you got a much easier chance going to work at SpaceX than you do at NASA.
Okay, that's what I heard too.
So would you like to go work for Elon Musk?
I think the industry is really interesting, so I would say yeah.
Beautiful. Have you done a video on YouTube that says "Attention, Elon Musk"? I want to work for you. Have you done a video like that yet?
No, not yet. Never thought about it.
Okay. Do you have a camera in which you could record a video like that?
Yeah, my phone.
There you go, baby. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to record that video, Elon Musk, I want to work for you. Then I want you to record 50 more with different titles that says, Elon Musk would be a fool not to hire me. Elon Musk could be the dumbest guy in the space industry if he didn't hire me. Nobody would be crazy enough to not hire me, especially you, Elon Musk. And I want you to tag him on Twitter and tag him on Facebook when you upload those videos to YouTube or uploading those directly to Facebook. Do you understand what I just did there?
Yeah.
Dude, you're getting attention for yourself because Elon Musk will only hire the top 1%. And if you have a 4-point GPA and you're willing to do an internship, which probably a very low-paid or no-paid job at SpaceX, but you're going to have to get attention for you, dude, because Elon Musk SpaceX is real close to Stanford. And Stanford's where all the smart guys are. They ain't in Erie, Pennsylvania. So you got to do something radically different to get his attention. I hope you like what I just told you, because if you want Elon Musk's attention, that's the kind of level of action that you're going to have to take. Can you commit to that?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah,
do it, man.
I can do that.
I want you to send me links to those videos. My email is mmonero@cffnationwide.com. Lorenzo, we're hopping off, man. I appreciate the call. Take care of yourself, buddy.
Require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Welcome back. Segment four, our final segment of the I Need More Money radio show. This one went by pretty quick. We've had two great callers. We're talking about what do you do if you hate your industry? I mean, you just made the wrong choice. Everybody told you you should go into this industry. You did. You went to college for it. You ended up with 100 grand in student loan debt, and now it's not working. You ain't making any scratch. It's not working out for you. What are you going to do? You know, most people do. They just blame their industry. They'll just say, my industry sucks. I made the wrong choice. And I'm here to tell you today, no, that's not true. The reality is if you're in the top 1% of most industry, in fact, I'm going to go and say all industries, you're making bank. The problem is you're probably not doing what the top 1%ers are doing. Think about it. If you're in the fitness industry, who's the top dog in the fitness industry? Well, how about a guy like Tony Horton, the guy who does P90X and the 10-minute trainer? How about that guy? You think he's doing okay? You think he hates his industry? What about the other guy, Sean whatever, who does the Insanity? You think he hates his industry? Heck no. He loves his industry. So rule number one on our six-step program is, what are the top dogs doing? That's what you need to focus on. What are the top doggies doing in your industry? Number two, are you doing what they're doing? Are you really pushing at the levels that they're pushing at? Do you have a big social media presence? Are you doing videos? Are you writing blogs? Are you speaking paid or unpaid? I mean, how are you getting attention for yourself? Number three, you got to set big monster goals. I'm sorry to say it, but goal setting really matters. It's viciously important, and you need to set big, fat, juicy goals. Number four, you need to stop talking and you need to start doing. You have to start taking more action. The top dogs are killing it for a reason, and if you want to be in that top space and really have your industry give you the benefits that you thought it was going to give you, you got to be in the top. Number five, you got to run the numbers. So let's use it. What we talked about originally was with my personal trainer. And he was bummed out that the industry wasn't giving him what he wanted out of it. He was mad at his industry. And the reality is he really doesn't know the numbers. You need to know the numbers. So let's talk about it from a personal training standpoint. You got to set the goal. And let's just make math easy and say that the goal is $100,000 a year. Okay? So I want to make $100,000 as a personal trainer. Well, I need to reverse engineer it. So there's 52 weeks in the year, and I'm going to do my math, easy math. So that means I need to make $2,000 a week. Well, it depends how many hours you want to work. I mean, if you want to work 40 hours a week, it's pretty easy. 2,000 divided by 40 hours equals 50 bucks an hour. So what are you going to do for that 40 hours? You need to charge 50 bucks an hour. That's what the session is. You got to run the numbers out. Tom Hopkins calls it doing the reduction of the ridiculous. You need to see how it plays out. So in the personal trainer scenario, if I want to work 40 hours a week, I need to charge $50 an hour. Well, what happens if I'm charging $30 an hour, $40 an hour? You got to work more hours. Or you got to bump up your rates. So what happens if we bump up the rates? Well, let's just say that we want to bump the rates up. We want to double it. And we want to go to $100 an hour. That means I only have to work 20 hours. That's pretty sweet. But who the heck wants to work 20 hours if you want to be a player or a 1%er? It's not going to play out like that. So now what you do is you take your $100 an hour, you're doing it at $20 because that gets you to your 100 grand. and now you work 40 hours times 100, and now you're making $4,000 a week times 52 weeks, and now you're making $200,000 a year. What if you really want to crank it? Let's say you want to go to 60 hours at $100. Well, guess what? Now you're making $6,000 a week times 52 weeks. Now you're making over $300,000. It's a reduction of the ridiculous, folks. Most people never do it. They never figure out what is the goal that I want and how do I do, reverse engineer to get back to that goal. And the last thing, number six, you got to stop blaming other people. We had this wonderful call with our guy Lorenzo, Giovanni earlier, and Giovanni's a sheriff and he also wants to be a photographer. And the reason the photography business isn't working out is, guess what? He's not working hard enough in it. He's not blaming anybody. He took complete self-actualization, full responsibility, and said, the reason it's not working is it's my fault. And that's step number six. You got to believe that it isn't the industry's fault. It's your fault. So here's the quick recap of the six steps one more time. Number one, you got to find out who's killing it in the industry. Who are the top dogs? The top 1%. Number two, ask yourself, are you doing what they're doing? If the top dogs are up here doing all this stuff, videos, blogs, articles, speaking, online training, social media banging, social media on multiple platforms, are they doing it? Are you doing it? Step number three, got to set the big monster fat juicy goals, bigger goals. You got to have a bigger one. Step number four, stop talking about it and start doing it. Stop planning it. Stop thinking about it. Stop analyzing it and just start doing. Do more action. We had Lorenzo in segment three, and Lorenzo's trying to get an internship. He'd love to get an internship with Elon Musk. I said, do you have any videos on YouTube that says, Elon Musk, I want to work for you? No. Could you take one of those videos? Sure, he says, with my phone. Great. I want you to do 50 of them right now. Sit down and do 50 of them. Well, that seemed to get him a little uncomfortable. I said, can you commit to doing that? And he said, yeah. Well, now let's see. Let's see if he talks about it or if he actually does it. Number five, you got to run the numbers. You got to do the reduction of the ridiculous. If I've set this income goal, I have to reverse engineer back to how I'm going to do it. So it tells me how much I need to make per month, how much I need to make per week, how much I need to make per day. Maybe if you're in an hourly role, how much I need to make per hour. And last thing, number six, you got to stop blaming. It's not the industry's fault. It's your fault. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just realize it. And the way you fix it is by doing more. More action, more activity, more exposure, more belief, more positivity, more contacts, more networking. All of that stuff is how it works for the top 1%. That's the moral of today's show, folks. It's not about the industry. It's about you. And what position you want to play within your industry. How serious do you really want to be in the top 1%? Hey, I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I did bringing it to you. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero. The name of the show is the I Need More Money Radio Show. We came to you live on biztalkradio.com, and you can watch this replay on roadgrit.tv under the I Need More Money show. We come to you every Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Until the next time we talk, thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.